And that was a very interesting job because at that job, I learned a lot about ore deposits. Hmm. None that I studied them in schools. I took a two-semester class on mineral deposits, but now I got to actually see it. And that job was in resource evaluations. And what we did, we went around to all the wilderness areas, rare two areas, wilderness study areas, and we did studies on the mineral resources related to those areas up to a mile radius around it. Hmm. So any mining districts around there we got to work on, sample them, did a lot of mapping, did a lot of underground mine mapping. Hmm. And the open mines, we mapped them underground. That was another interesting thing. And so I learned a lot about ore deposits on that. But the more I did that job, the more I was thinking, boy, I really would love to do research on this. You know, because we're really restricted in what we can do, what we can write about.
Okay.
And so we didn't really get into the research side. And it's, oh, that's for the USGS to do. USGS does that. You guys, you're just evaluating the resources. You know, see what's there, do your assay, see what's there, report on any tonnage or whatever's there. So, okay. So then when the Bureau of Mines closed and I had to find another work, so I said I'd try to get into industry. And that was a real challenge because after working for the federal government for 15 years plus, nobody wants to talk to you. But the Canadian companies were more friendly towards me, and I got a job in Venezuela.
Oh, wow.
So I worked in the Amazon in Venezuela drilling holes, looking for gold. And that was very interesting. That was the most interesting thing I've ever done. It was like, I got a phone call from, they said, can you be on a plane to Venezuela in a week? I said, yeah, sure, I can do that. Then I told the wife the good news.
Oh, wow.
She said, well, at least you got a job. And then I was gone for 2 months. So I got on this plane, went down there, and this place was so remote. There's no contact with the outside world. You have no idea what's going on. And I was able to speak Spanish well enough to get by. I studied Spanish for a couple of years, you know. So I almost have enough credit hours for a minor in it.
But,
okay. So I was able to, but I all learned how much Spanish I didn't know. Because one guy says to me, he says, well, you know a lot of Spanish, but we don't speak that formally here. I said, yeah, I noticed that. That's where you start learning the Spanish you didn't learn in school, especially yeah. working out of mine.
Yeah, really.
So that was kind of a fun thing to do for a while. I did that. But then finally the gold price crashed, mining really crashed. Couldn't find work for a while. Then I started doing other things, teaching school, doing whatever I can. Started my own wood shop, did cabinet making for a while. Then I got a phone call. It says, oh, you want to go to Mexico onto this mine? It's a zinc mine in Mexico. I said, yeah, sure, I'll go. So I had a lot of feelers. So I finally got a call. I said, yeah, I'll take off of that. Did that for a couple of years, and things turned around. Then I started, always had work after that
yeah.
in various places. You know, so it was good. Then I ended up here. It's like.
I'm glad for that. Yeah.